It's TechBiter Worldwide with Bill Blinn. The latest on programs and policies, helpful hints, and a bit of occasional nonsense. All in more or less plain English.
Podcast number 883 for the 24th of May, 2024. This week, an update to XIR Search brings the ability to look for photos using a text description, as introduced in XIR Photo, to the company's plugin for Adobe Lightroom Classic. In short circuits, fake reviews, scam products, and questionable sellers can all be made to look like real bargains. FakeSpot by Mozilla helps you sort the truth from the lies. And one of the most important new capabilities coming to Windows 11 version 24H2 will be all but meaningless to many users. I talked about the 2024 edition of XIR Photo in February, and now some of the new features that were introduced there have been added to XIR Search. XIR Search runs as a plugin for Adobe's Lightroom Classic, while XIR Photo runs as a standalone application. Neither is intended to be a replacement for Lightroom's organizational functions or to perform any editing tasks. Those operations are left to Lightroom and Photoshop if you're using Search, or to whatever editing application you prefer if you're using the freestanding Photo. Both Search and Photo use artificial intelligence to categorize photos and help you locate the ones you're looking for without having to spend all day doing it. Users need to show Search where their pictures are and then add them to the database. New users will add images in all directories where they store their images, a process that may take several hours, but after that they'll have the application analyze new photos after adding them, and that's usually a fairly quick process. XIR Search 2024 indexes images by the EXIF data already included in the image. The data is useful if you want to search for the image based on camera manufacturer and model, lens aperture, focal length, or exposure. If the metadata includes GPS information, that'll be available too. But the real power comes from Search's AI functionality that examines photos and adds keywords. That's what allows XIR Search users to use plain English prompts such as salad. I have about 30 photos that include salads. Or maybe cat on a bed. I have hundreds of those. Previously available options such as finding by keyword remain, but the find by text prompt is so powerful and effective that I suspect it'll be the most popular new feature. Those who use standard keywords will discover new functionality there, including the ability to use Boolean search functions such as and, or not for increased precision. The 2024 version of XIR Search also has an improved duplicate search workflow. When you open the duplicate search dialog box, you'll see a range of options that determine how close a match is required for images to be considered duplicates. The application then shows images that match your criteria, and you can use the information to eliminate unwanted photos. The GPS search option is handy if your camera records location information. Most smartphones do that. You can also search by dropping a pin on a map, by entering coordinates, or by typing a city or country name. For photos that don't have GPS data, the user can have XIR Photo, the standalone application, added. This is a feature not yet available in XIR Search, but the function itself is included in Adobe Lightroom Classic. Previously, Search sold for $190. It's currently listed at $150, and it's not clear whether that's a new permanent price or a limited-time offer for new users. Users can upgrade to the new version for $60. By the way, actual prices are $1 less than what I've shown here and talked about. If you spend too much time searching for photographs that you know are in there somewhere, you need one of the XIR products, maybe both of them. Users of Adobe Lightroom Classic will want XIR Search, which operates as a plugin. Those who use other editing applications will be well served by XIR Photo. XIR's AI technology is the key. Using advanced image and face recognition technology to analyze and tag photos automatically, the accuracy amazes me. And users can also add their own keywords as desired in Lightroom Classic. The find by text prompt function is the real standout, but don't ignore the time-tested options like find keyword. Search has the uncanny ability to find and identify cars, trucks, mountains, cats, zebras, aerial photos, nature and landscape, urban and architectural, and even some photographic techniques. In short, the XIR tools are good matches for anybody who takes more than a few hundred photographs a year, and certainly for advanced amateurs and professionals. For more information, check out the XIR website. You'll find a link to it on the TechBiter Worldwide website, www.techbiter.com. If you find these podcasts useful, and I hope you do, might you consider a donation? There are no ads here, and support from listeners is the sole source of income. It's easy. Just visit the website and click the donate button near the top of any page. You can make a one-time donation or schedule a repeating donation every month. I thank you. And so does the cat. In short circuits, it's likely that this information will not be surprising, but there are some scammers on the internet. They pretend to sell products for absurdly low prices, or sometimes to sell absolutely impossible products for absurdly high prices. Now, there's a way to spot these fake sellers. It's called FakeSpot, and it's from Mozilla, the folks responsible for the Firefox browser, Thunderbird email client, Mozilla VPN, Pocket, and several other useful extensions for Firefox and Chrome-based browsers. Besides helping users to identify fake sellers, the plugin can assist with finding legitimate sellers who have lower prices. It works with Amazon, Walmart, Sephora, Best Buy, and Google. Versions are available for browsers and for most mobile devices. And it's free. Keep in mind the warning that when a service is free, the user is the product. Okay, Mozilla undoubtedly receives payment of some sort when users follow links to legitimate sellers who have lower prices. FakeSpot uses artificial intelligence to analyze sellers, reviews, and product descriptions. I decided to look for something that I know is not being made because the technology isn't yet available, a 4-terabyte thumb drive. So any advertisement for such an item is, by definition, a fraud. For comparison, consider a 1-terabyte SanDisk flash drive. It costs a little bit less than $100, and it's a good value. Now, take a look at the TechBiter Worldwide website. You'll see an example ad I found on eBay for a 4-terabyte thumb drive. In addition to boasting 4 times the available space as the SanDisk device, it has both USB-C and USB Type 3.2 connectors, and it is priced at just $26. That's 4 times the size of a legitimate thumb drive at a quarter of the cost. Of course it's a scam. FakeSpot cautions that the seller has little history with eBay, that what ratings exist are low, and that the seller's location does not match the location of the device. And I would add my own caution about the word salad description of the device and the lack of consistency among the illustrations used. Buy this and you might receive something, but it won't hold anywhere near the advertised 4 terabytes of data. That's because cheap flash drives that boast absurdly high storage capacities are scams, and they often come with malware. So when you plug it in to give it a test, you might end up with an infected device. FakeSpot also works with Best Buy. Let's say you're looking for a Canon camera. Without the browser add-on enabled, you see the usual display of images, prices, and ratings. Clearly, there are many differences between a $500 camera, a $650 camera, and a $2,300 camera. But when you look at the image you'll see on the TechBiter Worldwide website, they all have 5 stars. With the add-on enabled, the star ratings change a bit. FakeSpot uses AI to find patterns among reviews to detect ones that are more likely to be untrustworthy. Then it adjusts the rating. The two more expensive cameras still have 5 stars after being analyzed by FakeSpot, but the least expensive camera has barely more than 1 star. There are also review rating grades A, B, and D. The modified ratings are based on artificial intelligence analysis of comments, and the grades are an attempt to rate them based on the reviews. A and B grades means that FakeSpot considers the reviews to be reliable. Use a little caution if you see a C grade, and look for more information if the grade is D or F. The AI system also summarizes reviews to highlight key points. Mozilla says more than half of consumers have encountered fake reviews in the past year, and that's according to research by Bright Local. You'll find a link to that on the TechBiter Worldwide website. In addition to review highlights, FakeSpot summarizes the pros and cons, price history, and alternative products from reputable brands. The amount of information provided does vary with the seller sites. For Amazon, FakeSpot has review grades, adjusted star ratings, review highlights, and seller ratings. For Walmart, there are review grades, adjusted star ratings, and seller ratings. Best Buy and Sephora have only review grades and adjusted star ratings. And for eBay, the only real information is seller ratings. To download FakeSpot, or if you'd like more information, visit the FakeSpot page on Mozilla's website. There's a link from the TechBiter Worldwide website. One of the most powerful new features in Windows 11 version 24H2, which will be arriving on many computers in the next few months, may seem unimportant. It's not. It's the Super User Command Enhancer. You'll be familiar with the concept if you have used Unix or Linux. If you've never used the command prompt, this probably won't mean much to you, but Windows has some commands that are easier or faster or both from the command line. The power configuration setting, for example, if Hibernate is enabled and you don't want it to be, or if Hibernate isn't enabled and you do want it to be, making the change is cumbersome. Open Settings, select System, choose Power and Battery. You won't find it. Power configuration is still in the old control panel, so you have to open that. Then you can search for Hibernate, click Change what the power buttons do, click Change settings that are currently unavailable, activate Hibernate, save the changes, and back out of the control panel. But the power configuration settings, Power CFG, is available as a command. Open a command window and type power CFG space /H space on. That would turn hibernation on. Or type power CFG space /H space off to turn it off. Windows will respond immediately with this message. This command requires administrator privileges and must be executed from an elevated command prompt. End of story. So then what? Well, you close the command window, go back to the Start menu, start CMD as an administrator. Then you can type the command because the shell is now running with administrator privileges. Wouldn't it be nice if you could type a couple of letters in front of the command and press Enter, respond to a user access control warning, and be done with it? Those letters might be S-U-D-O. In fact, that's exactly what they are. And before I go any further, maybe we should consider how to pronounce those 4 letters. As usual, there are 2 vehement groups, one that insists the command should be pronounced sudo, and the other that insists it should be pronounced sudo. Good cases can be made for both options, and I really don't much care one way or the other. I'll know what you mean regardless of how you pronounce it, sudo or sudo. The folks who say it should be sudo compare it to judo. Perfectly logical. Those who say it should be sudo call attention to the fact that sudo is short for super user do. So sudo. Also perfectly logical. I like to think I'm in the sudo camp, but I find that even my pronunciation varies and that I probably say it sudo more often than I say it sudo. So I don't really care how you say it. Once you've enabled whatever it is in Windows 11 version 24H2, you can type sudo powercfg/h on to turn hibernation on, or sudo powercfg/h off to turn it off. Using sudo has the advantage of allowing users to run the shell with the lowest permissions at all times and to use the special command to temporarily elevate permissions. If you'd like to be able to use sudo, you may need to upgrade to Windows 11 version 24H2. That will happen automatically sometime before the end of the year. You may have already gotten it, or if you haven't gotten it and would like it, you can join the Windows Insider program and select the beta channel. Checking for updates will then offer Windows Insider Preview 26100.1 or later. Following the update, the Settings About page will show 24H2 as the installed version. Pure InfoTech offers useful information on how to obtain the update, and I've included a link to their site from this week's TechBiter Worldwide. After the update, go to Settings, System for Developers, where you can enable sudo, or sudo. You can also specify some options for how it'll work. My preference is for sudo to operate in line, meaning that the command you issue will run with higher permissions, and then permissions will drop back to normal settings. Microsoft offers some recommendations for using sudo. There's a link to that, of course, from the TechBiter Worldwide website. The closing lines of that article point to another worthwhile resource, and I quote, "If you're looking for additional functionality that sudo for Windows does not provide, check out Geraldo Granoli's gsudo, which has a number of additional features and configuration options, or check out other solutions from the community." That's the word from Microsoft. Version 24H2 has a lot of new features, and I'll get into some of those in coming weeks. Thanks for listening to TechBiter Worldwide. I'm Bill Blinn. There's more on the website, techbiter.com, and if you have a question or a comment, use the contact link you'll find there. Stop by again next week for another session.